Saturday, July 11th is a jam-packed full day of events at the 144th Annual Old Soldiers Reunion in Griswold. Bill Backus tells us more about some of the activities that you can enjoy.
Griswold Fire and Rescue Building and enjoy a pancake breakfast there. Again, a lot of those tractors will be on the tractor right before. We'll be in a tractor show over there on Cass Street near Rest Museum. They're 8 to 2. And then, you know, Griswold Public Library, they always kind of do this every year, just a nice used book sale that you can stop in there, check that out. The Griswold Golf Course has a tournament going on there. It starts at 9 a.m. back at our in Charles W. Smith American Legion building. So, yeah, Charlie Smith basically donated some good funds to us to help us do that. So we renamed the building after him. With that, so there at the American Legion building in town, Legion Auxiliary is going to have a nice coffee to sit down and visit there with the Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lydell's, they'll have a craft and vendor fair from 9 to 1.
All right.
That'll be a good session to go to as well. If you're into pickleball, you can head up to Griswold Community Schools where the pickleball courts are and enjoy a little pickleball. The Cass County Historical Museum is going to be open there from 10 to 5, so stop in and check that out. There's a lot of neat things in there. Definitely some neat stuff that goes back all the way, you know, a lot of military stuff in there that ties into Old Soldiers Reunion as well. And City Park, 10 to 8, got Famous Foods and a lot of other food trucks, you know, kids water fights and fire truck rides, fire department's putting on that. So 11 to noon and then truck rides noon to 1.
Okay.
And if you're into bingo, you can stop by. The Auxiliary is going to be putting on bingo.
Good deal.
It starts at noon to 2:30. Then that's kind of when we kick off our America 250 block party. So that's what the Legion we're do there at the community building. We'll have food, Rocky Mountain oysters, chicken strips, corn dogs. We've got a Legion beer garden. We'll have some music. Barry Rutgers is going to be playing from 1 to 5. That's also when I kind of start setting up our show and shine. Basically, just for anybody, anything on wheels that comes on in, we'll just put that in there, and we'll be doing our prizes later here in the day. But really just kind of get in registration noon to 2 on that time, or 12:30, I'm sorry, 12:30 to 2 on that. And we've got an ice cream truck coming. We got a lemonade stand going to be in that same neighborhood. Then back over to the city park. You can also go over there. Civil War reenactors are going to be doing some stuff. You know, then our show and shine really gets kicked off 2 to 5 there that afternoon. Junior class is going to do some carnival games from 2 to 8. They're at the park, so all kinds of little stuff for the kiddos to go do. We do have, weather permitting, we've got Nick Turner flying in the Sikorsky UH-34D helicopter.
Very cool.
UH-37.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's going to fly in, and that weather permitting, land north of the fire station is the current plan to do that. That, you know, subject to change with weather conditions and whatnot, but get that landed in there, and then kind of a static display. People can come visit and see what he's got going on there, and then he's going to take off here a little bit later in the afternoon and do a flyover, you know, about 6 o'clock for the parade. So that should be kind of cool there as well. Rifle raffle for several years, so we've got that again. We've got two engraved American Legion rifles that we're basically doing as a drawing from that perspective, so that should be kind of fun to do there as well. We're going to have that drawing right before the Queen contest, so we'll get that all kind of taken care of. Get into the Queen contest, but right before the Queen contest, here's something that did not make the flyer.
Okay.
Well, so we'll get that in, kind of showed up late. And basically the Lakin Foundation Child Development Center will be announcing the first annual Little Miss and Mister at the Queen contest. So the contest will be open to children currently enrolled at the daycare center. Age categories are the baby royalty division, 6 weeks to 23 months. Little royalty division, 2 years to 5 years, and the junior royalty division, 6 to 12. So that's going to be kind of a neat little thing that they're getting started for the first annual one to try that. So hopefully that'll go well.
Very cool.
Then during the Queen contest, we'll do that. We got the Optimist Club present some awards. We're going to do the annual quilt raffle. And we kind of shifted the Queen. This first year, we're shifting the Queen contest. I want to make sure everybody hears that. So the Queen contest traditionally has been at the park. We because of some other things we got going on, we moved it to the community building this year.
Okay.
And which ties into this Abraham Lincoln impersonator. So we're going to have a guy coming in to be Abraham Lincoln for an hour from 4 to 5, so that we thought that might be better in the community building just to be safe with weather and heat and you know, everything that's potentially coming on. With that, and then Landon Preston, our commander, he always hosts a military road march, so he'll be hosting that. So if you're interested in that, please join at 4 o'clock, leave it at 4:30 to brace or bring the colors back into town during the road march or the parade is what they do every year. So that's been kind of well received, and a lot of people enjoy watching them come marching into town too. So
that's pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then we got the Cass County Cattlemen. Basically, they're at our community building at the American 250 block party. They'll be doing serving steaks and burgers and stuff there from 4 to 8. So really a little bit before the parade and a little bit after the parade, so you can kind of get your fill before or their fill after, whichever way you want to do it. And like I said earlier, Nick's going to hopefully do a flyover for the parade, and then the parade kicks off at 6 p.m. Following the parade, there are some kids and adult pedal pools there right near the city park, and basically everything else continues at the city park that we've already talked about, all the games and all the food and everything around that. We'll have food over the community building as well with cattlemen, all kind of tying together. And then, you know, if you want to go to a band there, East of Omaha's down a free band there as well from 8 to 11:45, and then we'll close the evening up with fireworks at the community schools. So that'll close up Saturday. So a lot of things going.
You can visit kcsifm.com, our online community calendar, and you'll find a complete Old Soldiers Reunion schedule of events there. The reunion, July 10th through the 12th in Griswold.